Going through the Vilna Gaon and explain what I was driving at. Take a look at the Gemara Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Actually, Amud Aleph, at the very end of Amud Aleph. Let's talk about Eivim and Achai. We know that Shulchan Aruch, Eivim and Achai is a barrier. So half a line in a rush. Right, so the whole list is compiled by various people. So the Gemara on the last line of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph says, quoting from Nachum, the Mashu Basa Gidna Vatzamos. What does that mean? Rashi says, you know, the last two lines. Mashlima the Kazayas. In other words, Eivim and Achai requires a Kazayas, but in contrast to other Yisroel, we know that Gidna Vatzamos don't count. We spend a lot of time on that. Eivim and Achai is an exception. Gidna Vatzamos do count. But Mashu Mamash not. Toshma, the Amar Rav, top line of Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Ochal Tzipra Tahora, B'chayeh B'koshu. Stop right there. There's Rashi. Mishum Eivim and Achai, Alma Lo Binan Be Kazayis. Oh, you don't need a Kazayis, Eivim and Achai. Moses says, no. B'machanam B'mashu Boskin Matzamas. You really do need a Kazayis. Is it Chiddush? So the Vilna Gaon says, let's open it up. We read it yesterday quickly, but we'll see it again now. We saw the Gemara. Let's see where how it fit in. Eivim and Achai is considered a barrier, according to the Mechaber Siman Kuf Sif Aleph. That's the Vilna Gaon, not so simple. Not so simple that it should be considered to be in the category of a barrier. Can't go to the rush. It's true. It's one line in the rush. What do you get it from Chulun Kuf Beis Amud Beis? Ochal Tzipa Torah, right, the top line. B'koshu, no, you see. Usvirale, the Masha Kosov Shem, B'mashu V'chule, see, we didn't chap what it meant. B'mashu V'chule means B'mashu V'skid V'atzomos. It's not really a mashu. So the rush must hold, says the Vilna Gaon, the Chuyo B'almai, the Loka Rambam. So according to the Rambam, it's not the Chuyo B'almai, passes that way to Loka. So the Eivim and Achai would not be a barrier. So the question, why not? The Torah says there's no Malkus. So that's what the Megillah Sefer said. You see, from the Vilna Gaon, he holds depends upon Malkus. And Yad Yehuda has a long, 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 long piece. So the end, he says it depends upon Malkus. As opposed to what we said before, from Prima Gaon, and even the Rabbanas, the Malkus is just a simon, but it's not a Siba. Adkan, just to finish up from yesterday, we didn't get a chance to finish it. Now, Rabbos, I give you the choice. We talk about eggs or about bugs. I owe you two things. You didn't finish it. Bugs better? Okay. So, bugs. I gave you some new Maramah comments today. Because about bugs. I was going to talk about eggs, but all right. Next week will be eggs, no problem.
What does Rebbe want to talk about in eggs that we didn't address
yet? A few things. But if you want to start with bugs, we'll start with bugs. I'm not. It's a democracy. So we'll get to eggs. But I forgot about eggs. This question is what comes first?
Just
have to
do the broccoli.
Yeah, that's, we'll get to that too. But you got to start with bugs. So I asked you a Gemara daf Nun Chesem and Aleph. That's the first thing I asked you to see today. Nun Chesamun. Brief Gemara. Okay? I try to make very short. The Makor is short. It says the Gemara as follows. Koberia. I want to talk the word Koberia because Beria is our Suga Beria, even though the word not really so relevant to our discussion. She'ein bo etzem, ein of the sky, Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay. A little biology lesson. So Rashi says, what's we're learning biology here? Nafkamina can the mefarash of Papa. Not a biology class. Omer of Papa. Shmame made the Ravuna. Hodi Omer Shmuel Kisho Shetlia be Bea Asura. Hani Tami Dekada Labasa Tresi Yachashata. Shaya. Oh. It's relevant to Halacha Lamaisa. What does Rashi say? Kisho Shetlia be Bea Beoda Mechuberis Asura. Hatolas Bachila the Kema the Mahalechas Besoch Akishus Vakishus Mechuberes Vakaka Shoretz Al Oretz Karina Bay Avletlia Betolish Lav Shoretzu Ad the Nothing Mine Umahalech Al Gabi Akaka the Mefarsh Bashili Pirkin Samach Zion Amid Beis. Let's take a look at this for half a minute. What does it say in Samach Zion Amid Beis? Always good to see things inside. We saw this once before, but since Rashi tells us to look there, we should look again. Top line, Hasheres Hasharis Al Aretz has to be Al Aretz. Okay? Rashi, the top of Rashi says, Bibel, Boda Mechuberes Sheretz Oretzi, Vasura, Hatolas Lechol, the Kevin, the Malechas Tocha Kishos, Mechuberes Bekaka, Havikem Malechas Aga Bekaka. That's Rashi Sheet. Tell you something, disagree. We can't learn all Hichos Bugs right now. Just trying to think what's relevant to us, Lemais. Okay? So fine. So Rashi says on that, back to the Chesimid base, Shema Mina Mid Ravuna, Hanitamid the Kaida, Shetliu Vaina Dua, Ibn Bechubin Betolosh. The boss of Tres Yachish at the Shayim, Tibu Mechuber, Hitlia Lohavi Chai Arashto. All right, it's a biology lesson which is relevant. Halacha Lemais and Hichos Bugs. Fine. So let's take a look at Rabosai in the Ran. I put two Rans on the Makoros, and the two are related to each other. The Ran actually refers one to the other. This is all the basics of what we have to talk about. If we get to the, it takes a while till we get from here to there. Page Nunvov. Okay. So the Ran begins, if you have the Ran on page Nunvav, if everyone has it, skip the first part, just quotes Rashi verbatim. And Milashona Zal Dikli Batosis, Sheosan Atolam and Tzom Bepulin, Shein and Holchim Betocha Priyal and Hotolaz Godel Besocho, Vein Choro Magzik Yosef Beguf Atola, Mutarining, Sheosan Shmuel and Hotolaz Hal Malachas Betocha Pri, Velo Mechuber, The Vada Tolas, a God of Batoka Pri, Biocha Pri, Mahuba the Kaka, the Riyat Shmuel, Harehil Kitolas, a God of Agabe Kaka, Uvada Afilo Holach Sheretz, a Shoretz, a Lord's Karina Bay, so too. Okay, again, details what's considered Agabe Kaka. Fine. Okay. Umasha Kosta Rashi, Mr. the Karma the Kada Shetliu, Lona Hira, the man other than Rashi. Dibi Shetliu, Vada Askina, Maishta Tarmi the Nagal Nagat Peris Tama. Why are you mentioning Tama Tamara for? Any food that's full of, that's infested, is infested. And the Mashpet the Bishmish Machi Nagat Tarmi the Fisha at Hatla Mitsuya Bahen. Veloma the Kemesh Adava Motsui Afalpishu Miut Lemiut Hamotsui Choshashu. Oh, there's the famous rule. Where do you get it from? Kiinin Shechoshu the Sircha Sareya. Ooh, a reference to what the second round I asked you to see back in the first parak, Mesach Techulin. The circus on the rea means a certain adhesions on the lung, which you have to look for them because they're common. Mid Motzim. Ukhtar Mina the Kama Bishili Pirkin, Lo Lishbi Inish Shikhur Belelia, Hagabe Tzafsa, Dilma Porish the Tzafsa, for awesome Sheni Yodua Shayo Khushin, Bishaykhur, Afilohayu Shome of Khushin. And no then pirshu afilo hachi kemen shu davar matzi chashashu hachi nem lo shno because of the Rambam ficha kol mine perish shadag al atliak she mechubaran lo yochal ad she yivdog oh so requires bedika for the bir amatzi by treifes it's true and by taloim it's true fine udar mine the bus of treis yachi shat ha-shor yesh balei nefesh shech miru v'armu dahani mili lo'ochan yeah Aber le vashtan kemo shehen, no. Chayshin and shemai they are bishli your portion for lobati. The berry lobati, daf kuf, We're back. Back at daf kuf. You see, Rabbi said, this is not something foreign. Back at daf kuf. Le ficha, diktikul bit takanasan, lanicham bit chile bit mayim chamim harbe, kdei shi musu, kulam, vim koma. Vachakach mevashtan. Why? The yad can lo boil on the command of Samang Zion Vase Pirsha Umesa Mahu Eleksha Pirsha Vachakach Mesa. Have a Pirsha Misha Mesa Muteris. I house if it's dead, how does it move? Fell out. Vizeho Inyan Eno Maspik Eleman de Goris, which is Rashi, the command Pirsha Umesa Mahu Ukrikasila. Aber man der Goris Riff, Pirisha Mesa Maho, Masha da Filu Pirisha Achasha Mesa, mi boile, Usalga Beteku, and if we have to be Machma. Vichitem im Kein, Hechi Pashtina, Hocha, de Mishum Sheena Miskayim, Yud Beskola, Shlachi Yud Beskola Shayim. No! Afa Pi Sheena Miskayim, Fenu Chai, Ki Meis Nami Yosur. So that's probably what led that Gersa and Rashi at the end of the parak. No, Lav Kushi. The Enam Miskayim Karmina and Koloma Afilu Meis It'll disintegrate. That's the var. Dead bugs are also us. As we pass on halacha, hilchach lo saga b'achtakana the mayim rosa, and the whole thing is baloney. The fichach tor lizora the shoson the tchila b'mayim tzonenim v'chol aperes shetliu kalin. If it's infested, it's lighter. If it's softened, it floats. The ola lemala reminds us of the old simon tzadiches with the water with the fat. Bizarkana son you throw him out. The Enoch show, the rest is mutter, the Mistamalonisha ben Primishitliya. The Motza behead Batashla Bishoshu Ochlan Zorkan Vyochla Sashar. You see a bug, you gotta throw it out. Nachtakanta tog you base chodesh lo sagya sha'ain a perishematlian bibuchuba tsofin kim osan shematlian batosh. Alright, it's a matter of technicalities. What's gonna float, what's not gonna float. Cholani me the ball of Ashla Khathil. Avalim over Bishlan below Badika. Bein toch yud beis chodesh bein achyud beis chodesh mutarim to iga treis feki sa fekit liu in the first place may not infested at all sa vilo et liu yeah im tim tzalom et liu shema nimochem em betelim maybe it became disintegrated it's not a berry anymore I feel the yimotzi mehen because the air is zokam v'yochlas hashar because of arriving daf mishol nimso ala alaf o beis o gimel avol gimel v'arbo hakol aser. For those saga labors, because of the cave and to Sham Kolkach, moves of Tavshos, Shesham Yoser, Maikel Shem, Shem and Imochu, Butlu, Shem Chatzvegel, Shemil Leva, Das Machraski, both. He's right. I'm the biggest maker on bugs. I know, I'm a pretty big maker. That's if it's not infested. Once you see three bugs, I don't trust any, throw it out. I don't trust anybody. I gotta catch them all. My whole assumption is that things are not infested with visible bugs. Now, as we shall see, if I'm right or wrong, you'll have to do your own experimentation. You also have eyes, Baruch Hashem. Your eyes are probably better than mine. If you see bugs, come and tell me about it. Okay? That's so far, so good, Rabbi. So the Gemara, we saw the run. Nice to see another run. Yeah.
What does it mean that you see through your phone? Like
you see it with your eyes.
Not like you're scrubbing lettuce and it flows.
You see it with your eyes. Right? Like you're looking at me now, you're looking at your sefer, your Gemara, your run. That's easy to look for the bug. Okay? There's another round, Daf Tes. Okay, as he referred to it, take a look at the round of page Tes. Wolf came and stole the lung. Below an Ithaca. Moshe Shachach Tabach Valtzia, threw in the garbage. Ksheira. In other words, like Achil, you have to check for the lungs for Sirchus. But if they got lost, then we follow the majority. Hachimucha Bishamit Perk Ain Sardin. The Garcin and Hassan, Bo, Zaev, even up, Lubin Emea, Vacholum, Ksheira. For Chosh Lomar, Shema Nikva Horea, Cheslubin Emea is kosher. That means the majority is kosher. So to his Mael Trafis. In Kiva Horea, Hecha de Masham Shayoda, the Tapcha, Talinan, Olo Talinan, Marma Talinan, Malo Talinan, Vaskinan, Hilza Talinan, the Talinan Bezev, Ama Philip Horea Talinan. If you can't check it, you follow the rove. Umaisa balafnei Rashi zal, famous Shuvas Rashi. Vihita lefnei heishlefnei rabosam shayu machmirim b'davar esmol achan lo mechalov. We drank the milk. V'achshav nachzikene b'treifa. That was his kasha. Rashi zinged to his rebbes. Yes, that we ate the milk. I ate the milk. Because we assume what? That the majority of the animals are not treifas. And today, when we can no longer check the lungs, you say it's treifa. She should drink the milk. This has to do a little with the early discussion about, you know, talking about milk we spoke about before. But let's leave the milk out for the moment. This is the famous Rashi. Miu hecha di isi l'reya kamon. Oh, the lung is here. The efsha lemivdika. Also, lechol min abehema achetibodik. You can't shoot first and ask questions later. I'll eat it, then we'll check it later. That doesn't work that way. You gotta check it first. For Rayadavah, says in Mesechta Beitza, Netia mekatea raglayon de katzavaya, ubol enidus. Kolomar, shenetia zu akom amtinen also shalashonim, ve katzavim emamtinen lebehema achetibodik areya. Alma Tzrichan El Hamtin. In other words, from earlier, learn the lesson of patience. Patience. Bole Nidos. They can't wait for the wife to go to the mikvah. They have no patience. That's the Yisod. Fine. Old Rabbi Amina B'Yishalmi B'Pesanos Beitzah. Rav Yudon Boy Demai Midivrayim V'Rias Trefim Midivrayim. Looking for Trefim is Midirabonim. Kamad Atemet Rodas HaTrefah B'Yomtev. Tekavasam HaFrishnas HaTruma B'Yomtev. Vavadim B'Savik Trefis Arayi. Shem Tomash and Olad Reyes and Behema. If there's a real serious question about a treifa, come on. Ain reyesum with the reyem and him the raisa. Speak the raisa of the chumra. Means there's no reyesa. When it comes to the reyem, to check anyway, you see it's at the derabanan. The derabanan. So memele, if the reyem is gone, you can be mekel. But if you're amban reyem, mashem, amban by the way is on the flip side in the melchamas, but the print is bigger in the ran and it's easier to read, so I don't have to do the melchamas. If you want, you can look it up. Bimasha Abubi Alamdenu, Tanchum and Shmini. Amev Yudav and Padaya, Mia Gala Offa Me and Echo, Amarishan. Sha'at lo yachol the Lama, Benisyonas Echo, Afilusha Achas. It's more says in Sanhedrin that gives you the breakdown of the 12 hours of the first day of creation. And Adam couldn't wait 1 hour from Tanya and Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't eat this tree, before you eat the tree. For the tree. Not even 1 hour passed. Yeah. Hey, Banecha Mishamim is called Mitzis Shenitnu Lehem. Odom Yisrael, Okech, Beba, Seo, Ezo, Keves, Oshor, Veshochet, Umafshit, Verochet, Zubodek, Bereyev, Benimtse, Strefa, Munea, Ben Ochel. Hadarme Mish Hashem Tzrufa. You see, you have to wait to do the Bedig before you eat it. Bedig is with the Rami, with the Raisa. Tamina with Perak Ein Sadin. He Tirul Olishcha, Beba, Mesukenes, Beyomtev. What's the pshat over here? The animal's about to die. If the animal dies, the treif, you lose $1 million. $1,000, whatever the animal's worth. But, melacha b'yontav is also, unless it's a tzorach yontav. If you have enough time, just to shecht it and have a little piece of raw meat. But you didn't check the rea yet. Shas atchak. Otherwise, the baby's going to die on you and you lose $1,000. Die by itself, natural death, that's a nevela. What do you see? I'm with the raisa. Yochel lechel below hefshel v'nituach. If you came with the raisa in a tshicha b'dika, came with the mesukenes, hefshel dishcha, then can yochel, on yontif, below b'dika, sharina and the mechel, could the sharina and chole below b'dika? Below b'dika. What's the alternative in those days? Milk the cow and then kill it. You run out of milk pretty soon. I mean, look, a cow, I have to kill it. Today we have an MRI. You can do the MRI. MRI every cow. You know, we get the doctors will be happy to do MRIs on cows. So, the prohibitive. Milk will cost more than any other commodity. So we're not required to do so. Okay? Again, Mishim Delo, Efshav, Shayna, Mitzukenis, Pirabana, Tzvicha, Bedika, Kedika, Sifnify. Hani, Mili, Mitzvicha, Shabareos, Fishahe, Mitzuyos. Aber beshar treifes, I feel the chatchila and ain't a tzarach livdo. Rabbos, have you only checked for one of 18? For Raya Ladova, but I mean a perk ele treifes, noflam in agag tzricha bedika, alma davka is yala beresa, halav achilo chashinela, lo beginu lo klal. So that's enough to the Aleph as well. He imrisa da havis mishadra kara basraisa, the Shaya of a Talina Mishigusa, Penetricha Bedika, Vakosh can echad lo salda bereas a cloud. Kenami says, Mem Zion, I ought to bere of Maisi Silvia Uvazino, he is from Mugla, Machmas Mugla Ukshera, Philom, Svinola, Gila, Ogda for Imvatsmas Ukshera, love Trefa. Kenami Amo Berea the Usha, Alma Yelav Rey was silent of Kinanu. You have to blow it up. Again, to look for the bubbles in the water. I'm not going to the whole particular strafers now. Rabbos, everyone with me so far? This is a very important round. Good. So far, so good. So now, the next two Maramakomas are important. The first is a Rashba, and then the next is an Aruch HaShulchan. That's really what I wanted to put on the Maramakom. Some of the Peidal we'll get to. But this is just basics. So the key is this Rashba. I believe it's a very important Rashba. Yes, sir.
Side question. The Gemara of Beitza, what about doing Malicha before you eat it?
Yeah, so how do you eat without malicha? First of all, you can roast it, sleep. You just put it in the fire for a second. It's okay. That doesn't take, it doesn't take any time. We're looking for the Rashba. Question is, how to find it? There are no paragraphs here. Oh, they have paragraphs. Here he quotes the Rashi. I mean, the Shlomo the Hashem of Rabosav, who machmir medava esmo chal lemechalava. We had to drink that they drank the milk. The Achshav had to betray for him, and they add to the back. But the rabbis weren't foolish. No, chalav is a chiddushu. Even it comes from the chayitz mutam, of course, the vavam beis. Cholav minon dechsiv, shor dechsiv, eretz zovas cholav v'dvash. If I'm not mistaken, Chasam Sofer wanted to say one tshuva that milk is also for goyim. Goyim are not allowed to drink milk. Yeah, it's like an eva and a chayde, and we have a hetter for eretz zovas cholav v'dvash. I think it's such a tshuva somewhere. The eggs also, maybe. I look up in the Jewish house, I'm sorry. I'm just mentioning it in passing. This is Parshas Noach. We got to talk about the Parsha. If we just mention Shabbos Bnei Noach, Yoytzei. Okay. Ein tana zu maspekes. Shri chalav treifa osur. Ksheirash yokam in a treifa kivas asura. For me, it came in the head to chalav chidushu, I feel the chalav treifa mutter. Kanami, in matamach, also a treifa. Yeah. Venus. I said that chalav is mutter. No. Making it the cheese. Hold on to the cheese for a year to your shechta animal. And then you have all the cheese. Maybe Taka can't eat. Drink milk. Can't drink milk? We know some great man doesn't drink milk, so they can drink milk. But these are not the cheese. Okay, fine.
So
Rabbi
Yosef
Moshe
actually saying that
Chalav Treifa
is
mutter
because of...
No, it's just the back and forth arguments with his Rabbi Yosef. Fine. This we saw already primarily in the Ran. Oh. Here Rabbi Yosef starts what I consider to be new in the Rashba. So I start, U'masha chashulam chachamim v'avoseinu arishonim. Who minik ovas kadoshim kadmonim yosa the digas areya mishar shmonas vitrefus yesh mefarsh. We already saw the Ran. What did the Ran say? One word. What's the word?
Matzui.
But the Rashi was not so simple. Yesh mefarsh mishar sirchas areya davar matzui ulimid matzui chashu ulimid shenim matzui eglo chashu. So far so good. I thought this was unanimously accepted. That was always brought up. Rabban said so, the Ran said so, everyone said so. But look, because of Rabbeinu Horavzal, who's that?
Rabbeinu Yona.
She'ain times and maspik. Why? Shim Kane, take Korea Tricha Nipuach to blow it up. She'ain Sircha Asura and the Machmas Chashash Nekev. Looking for a hole. V'yaf al pi sheish k'tzos and yoldos machmas rear chosh le sirchas abos machmas nekav le sirchas abos machmas nekav chashinon nechash le nekav below sircha. So every single lung when I sircha v'hela when you were tam nechon. So Rabbeinu Yona, because he wasn't so happy with this pshat of the Ran, and the Ramban is b'chutn. I told you that was b'chutnim. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Yona, you know that?
They're also first cousins, no?
They were. And the first cousin, the kids got married to each other. Oh, you see, the rabbis are right, the cousins were there. But second cousins got married, right? That's first cousin's a little dangerous. Second cousin got married, that's already much safer. I know occasionally they wanted someone to marry a first cousin. I said this, but the big rabbis, it's like, you know, swinging for the fences. Either you have a godly half Nebuch, the genetics, it doesn't always work so well. Whatever. We're not learning genetics right now. Fine. So what does it say over here? Time of the chon. Ha'echad, k'dei lehosir ha'mechsholim. Fishasirchos nikoros le'nayim. Fimshem mitzuyos. Him lo ha'yinu bodkin. Yovo ha'dobo l'dei hefzad godo. What does that mean? It's the reason we do it, it makes economic sense. Hefzad godol. It's economically sound to do the bedika. Rabbi Mecholos, what for example? Pamim. Shimatze echad sircha, yimtze echad sircha, bereya, v'yachzav al kolokhe abasar, lishbor keileyem, to break all their dishes. U'lahoretz macholol lefnei kalbo. But you have to give it to a dog because it's treifa. Ve'efsha sheyachas ayin mi she'enu hogan amamono. He will not throw out all of his dishes because it's cost too much money. Ve'iskate v'yamale bitno min ha'yisr. Ach ha'shenoda. If we don't, says no. He'll find out and is going to use his treifa dishes, maybe even his treifa mean anyway. That's going to be a mechshol. Hefsim God means if you break the kelim and throw out the meat. Mechsholos means if you will not bring the kelim, he will not throw out the meat. And the two kinds of Jews in this world, Rabbi Nihon was a Baal Musa, Shari Tshuva. He knew that there were many wonderful Jews and were not so wonderful Jews. So for the wonderful Jews would be a hefsid, for the wonderful Jews would be a mechshol. Avashat treifas, shem tnuyim ben nekav ha-beinai, en yonim dakim, shem mitzuyim, lo choshu lem chacham. This word's a very critical word. En mitzuyim. I thought he wasn't going with mitzuyim. So Rabbi Nihon didn't want that. Once it depends upon Mitzuyin, that's the ready, the Ramban, and the Ran. What do you make a whole new Torah for? Keep that in mind.
But well, was this Shita, was not focused just the question?
According to the Ramban, whatever's not Mir Shed and Motzi have to check for, Motzi have to check for. Period. I said, stop. Rabbi Nihon himself was not happy with that. Why? For this technical reason, every Reya should require a Dipuach, even if there's no Sircha. So it can't be that Motzi alone is enough to require a Bedika. What I think the Rabbi Nihon is driving at is, this one, this hole, will never be discovered. Will never be discovered. It's a teeny, teeny, weeny hole. It will never be discovered. So therefore, even if it's a Mir and a Motzi, you don't have to check for it, it'll never be discovered. And that's one way I'm reading it. Otherwise, how do you read it? No, we don't do Nipuach. There's no Sircha, we just let it go. Glat Kosher. We let it go, there's no Sircha. So he says, why? Maybe there's a chance of a Nekev. He's assuming, Ein Sircha, Asur, Mishash Nekev. So in other words, a Sircha itself is benign. What about a Nekev? So apparently the fact that you're checking for every Sircha indicates it's a Mir Tamot that has a Nekev, not a Sircha, a Nekev. If that's the case, even if there's no sirk, you should blow it up. Looking for that negative. If I understand correctly his answer, you'll never know about it. You'll never see it. But what's the Ein Mitzuyin? He says, it is Mitzuyin. Follow me? That word is a very difficult word. Be patient. Another reason. I mean, the first reason is also based, in my opinion, will it be discovered or will never be discovered. But now he's saying, a tifra vart, a musa, Rabbi Yonah Baal Shari Tshuva. Kigon areya shim yesh ba sircha miyad teiro leinayim b'psichas ha'meima. The minute you open up, you'll see the adhesions there. Lesions, adhesions, whatever you want to call the sircha. So I'm not sure, look in the dictionary, what they call sircha. And therefore, im eno bodek, if you don't check, nirekemalim eino minho iser. You are closing your eyes. See no evil. Hear no evil. See no evil. What do you mean? You're burying your head in the sand. You can't do that in halacha. If the second reason is the reason, hayamut alechem and abehema mibes tvichasa kodesh apasachasa. Oh, now we understand Beit Zadav Chaf. Hey, the Ran had trouble with Beit Zadav Chaf. Remember, had big trouble. Well, it's all about the Rabbanon, but the Rice, you don't need it. They gave you a break because of the Sukkennis and be a Hefzid Mammon. He says, no. If this is the real reason, the only time it's a problem is if I open up the animal already. I open up, the lung is right in front of her nose. How can I ignore the adhesion? But over here, based on Yichos, I didn't open the animal up. I took a mashu of meat, put it in the fire, and had it, tartar, whatever you call those guys call it. And this way it was ochel nefesh. It wasn't a melach hashem, not a tzorach yomtev. Meiridik. Hey, Mr. Kenneth, so you should come here after the time of job. I became a Kazaz Khan by Sat Vichosa. Who mash was the Mutal Lecho Kon Bedika? Mid the Kabina Klaus and Rabbi Huna, no one Nishka Tova Cheskas Heter Omedes. I mean, in Amias and Rabbi Huna, my Bechaskas Heter Omedes, feel like they didn't have to be to talk the Katsovim. Mashma, to feel the Katkhila, Nami Koma. So now, Rabbi Eliyahu is going to say, do you mean to tell me a new trick? Avoid all bedikas by just not opening up the animal and taking the meat out, someone, I don't know, pull it out laparoscopically, and I got the meat out, you'll dig it up with a shovel, huh? A scalpel. Ain't no one last as came. Misha also came. Hey, Kaporet, get a shamanic Yisroel. Yisroel Kadosh, and no, Grisa, but that was there. And some say, Doraisa, Zenochon Uboro. That we saw that in the run. Fine. Adkan. Okay. You follow the robe and you chef, someone's going to be okay. Fine. That's such a technical yontif thing. A point. And boss, everyone with me so far? What do many owners say? Tu chidushim defloim ad ma'od. The first chidush is you'll never see it. But the problem, it's really the problem. The second is right in front of your nose. Two separate and distinct answers in the Rabbi Eliyahu. I had a problem with the word Mitzuyin. Didn't make sense to me. What's going on? So I thought Rabbi Osai, something, a big Chiddush. I think I found a big riot on my Chiddush. Watch this. Open Yonim Dakim Ve'enam. V'she'ein mitzuyin. What does the word she'ein mitzuyin mean? Doesn't mean it's a mir she'ein mitzuy. No, if it's a mir she'ein mitzuy, that's the Ran. We don't. That's the Ramban. So the Mechutin didn't need to create two new, brand new, brave new worlds. Just rely on your Mechutin, your cousin. Rather, I thought, you know what it means? I thought it means as follows. It means it's not common that will ever be discovered. And even Mirta Matsu is mutter. That's what I think he's driving at. Against the cousin. The cousin says that Mirta Matsu versus Enema says, no! Even if it's Matsu, it'd still be mutter because you'll never know about it. Or because it's not staring in the face. But that was a big Kiddush. How's I going to prove my Kiddush against the Pashup Shah? I looked it up in Mishpate Horeya Rabbeinu Yonah. Is that on Bar Ilan? If they have it from Rishonim, it's Sifrei Halacha, they may actually have this. We'll see soon if it ever exists. We'll see soon. We shall see soon if it exists.
What's it called?
Mishpat HaRei Al Rabbeinu
Yonah. Bedigas HaRei.
It's called Bedigas HaRei?
It's the second option.
Bedigas HaRei Al Rabbeinu Yonah should be here. Right? It's the very beginning. How we're going to find this now, I'm not sure. We'll try to look through it. Well, it's exactly the same. The Rajah lifted it from this Rebbe Sefer. How do you know what the Rebbe said? But well, you should be able to find it. Look for the word Dakim. The word Dakim. Dalet Kuf Yud Mem. That's the word that preceded it. Does it appear?
For some reason.
There you go. Okay. No, that's not it.
Next one?
Hold on.
It's four matches.
Four? Hold on, let's go. Look for green.
No, we can just keep. You can just press enter and go to the next one also.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh. I think it's Doc Kim with a mem maybe. Uh-huh. Try that. Keep going. Oh, here you found it. Yeah. This is the word. This is exactly the word of the Rashba. Watch the difference. Watch this. Let's read the whole thing of the original. Right? The Rashi quoted his Rebbe, but you always like to see the original. Right? I think it's not written by, I think it's written by his Talmud. No? Let's read the whole thing. Talmud Diga Sareya, Yosef Mishat Trefus, the Sfaras Rav Mepharshim, the Rav Polskim, Shemishul Rea, Alula, the Elo Asirchus, Choshe Chabon, the Vidikos, Yosef Mishat Trefus. Harizal, I assume it means a Rabbi Elion, is written by his Talmud, no? Like, in Brachas, what's it called on top? Tamid Rabbi Elion, right? Hisigal Atatam, Tim Kain, Tiakol, Harea, Tzricha Neficha, Shrein Sicha, Oseras, the Machas Nekam, Shin Zag Onimzal, Afal P, Shain, Yesh Mitzosim, Nol, the Machas Chom, Shosh, the Surahs, Abbas, Machas Nekam, Tim Surahs, Abbas, Machas Nekam, Hashina, Nekam, the Nekam, below Sicha, Shimabu, Ain, the Surah, below Nekam, Lo means Nekam, below Sicha, and Surahs, Matsuyas, Hanakov, Matsuya, Shafe, Machas Nekam, Tokash Lehem. The Rashi quoted Rebbe very good. I mean, not every word for word, but just check for everything. Avot Tama Shel Davar Zeh Kedei LaHatir HaMecholim. It should be LaHosir HaMecholim. Hatir HaMecholim. It should be a Samach. V'fi Shasirchos Nikoros Leinayim V'im Shem Metzuyos Im Lo Nivdok B'hem Yobo Adob L'dei Hefzid Rav for Rabba HaMecholos to Pabnim Tzah Odom Sircha B'reya V'yachs Alokhe Basel Lishbar Keleim U'lohoretz Macholothe Kalbo after Shiyachas Mishayna Hagan Amamono, Veloyachas Viyachalafi, period. This is the Rash, recorded almost verbatim. The Fichach Tikno Shiyivdog, Machakach, Hikach. Abel Shah Trefus, Shetolim Benegav, Obinyonim, Dakim. What's the next word? Sheeno? Ah, you see what I found? This is the Metziah. No pun intended. Sheeno Nimtsoyim. Not that I'm Mitsuya. They're Mitsuya in it, right? But you'll never find them. This is a major find. We have the word Mitsuya in the Rashba, and that's not right. So you didn't saw him. No chashim v'chom. This is mamish gold mine. I saw that word, I jumped. A whole new pshat. Not that somebody won't, you'll never know it. Why is it so critical? If this is right, then all the chats we're going to start talking about with the strawberries, with the bugs, with the water, you'll never know. You'll never know, according to Rabbi Niona, even it's a mirna mutsu, you know, it's no problem. You know what I just told you? This is a mind-boggling chiddush I just told you. They'll hang me up in parts of the world for saying this. But Rabbi Niona said it, if I have it right. Follow me? Even if you're going to assume, which I'm far from conceding that, but I think it's not true. But if you assume that the wick for the water, the copa pods in the water, the thrips and the strawberries, whatever, you know the tyrus. Even if you assume that's a mir hamatsui, which I deny, you'll never discover it, ever. So therefore, according to the Rav Elion, there's no problem.
Meaning you'll never discover it.
Ever. What are you afraid about? A guy is going to have a trefa, right? He's going to discover the trefa. Gewalt, we're going to do with the meat, with the kalim, etc., etc., etc. It's never going to happen in this situation. Drink a cup of water. Now, you're going to go do a surgery on your stomach and find a copper part in your stomach? It'll never be discovered. You have a strawberry, and all the thrips of a strawberry. But you write it in your stomach and do a surgery. Right? You'll never discover it.
So when is there a
fear? What?
When is there a
fear of Zika? Well, you'll discover.
When you could discover it.
When you could discover, correct. Let's say, I'll even be a machmer. What'll happen if a person has some kind of food, and he'll eat the food, and then a second later, he'll see in front of him, Gavald is infested. Now, you could still say, well, who said that part was infested? I'll be a machmer. So that will also be a disaster. Rabbi Yon didn't say that, but I'll be more machmer than Rabbi Yon.
If you count three or four, then the rabbi would also say that.
Right, so I'll find three or four, which will show that it's infested. So retroactively, I did something wrong. Granted, even though Rabbi Yonah didn't say that retroactively, well, granted that chum, fine. But that's not happening either. No? I drink water from my tap, and I'm not going to discover the fast. Well, someone's going to come in the next week and say, look, I'll use a cloth and this and a that, and I'll discover something. Doesn't matter, because that was this week's water. Yes? As those who know, you cannot know water from one day to the next, from one week to the next. You'll never know.
What about the strawberries? Let's say you wash the strawberries.
So you're afraid, I'll have strawberries. I'll have my strawberries, delicious strawberries. And someone's going to come an hour later, look at the other strawberries, and find that they're infested. If that, it can happen, but if in that house they don't look, it's not going to happen.
It's not malim, you know, minaiser.
You ever see a strip in a strawberry in your life?
Strawberries.
Has anyone ever in this room ever seen a strip in a strawberry in his life? Ever? They use the word thrip. That's what the kind of bug they're looking for. I'm asking, anyone ever saw it in their life?
No.
So you're not malamine. Malamine is here, there's an adhesion there, and you look away from it. It's this big. It's not visible to the naked eye. Or if you go, they'll tell you tricks how you can discover it with this trick and that trick and this trick. I'm not malamine, I don't use tricks. Anyway, that's why I think it's Rabbeinu Yehuda is very important. It's the second reason.
What if you have a fruit salad that you eat and then you eat it and you just can't see it because the color, let's say like blackberries and that, like some of the wildlife catchers agencies say not to.
I'm told that some bugs, they want you to look here, look there, look everywhere. It seems to me that as you look at it, the way I'm looking at you, you look at the thing for arm's length. You don't see anything, it's not there. It's not there. You're not malamayim. If you don't look, you close your eyes, that's malamayim.
Why is lettuce different?
Who said it's different? You see bugs in lettuce? I'm asking you, have you eaten lettuce recently? You don't eat lettuce either. This guy's a tzaddik, okay, but I eat lettuce, I don't see bugs. Yeah, I remember once in Erev Pesach, we found. I said, throw it out. Don't check. Throw the whole lot out and go buy new ones. I don't believe it. Once something's infested, I'm a bigger machmir. I don't trust anyone's fatigue.
What
happens if they'll
say to wash those things? And then
you wash things. I wash apples too. Right. There's no bugs in apples. You wash things. It's normal to wash things.
Once soaking the lettuce to wash it, they should look at the water.
If you see bugs in the water, I would throw the whole thing out.
And if
whatever
would be okay with one just washing, sometimes people just like wash the piece in the water, like you wash an apple instead of soaking it, so then you would never see if the bugs fall off. That'd be okay.
Again, if you see bugs, I don't normally see bugs.
Then one could wash the fruit that you would never see it. If it's falling into the sink, let's say your apple, right? You could wash the apple, you would never see a bug. You're not going to see it in the sink, probably unless it's huge.
I don't expect to be bugs on apples.
Right.
I'm
saying your lettuce, though.
I hear. It depends on the situation. You have to get grade A lettuce. If not grade A lettuce, then it's very often infested. I know these things. Because once in a place, they had grade B lettuce. It was full of bugs. It was gefährlich. Terrible. Okay. Now that we saw these makaris, let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, who's the biggest Molam and Schus in Klal Yisrael. You know that. And let's see what he says about bugs. Simon, and this is Simon Kuf. This is our Simon. It's not, it belongs here. We already saw a little bit that he was, you know, worried that every Jew in the world is going to be nichshol. As the crazy place before him. I'm going to see that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be angry with Klal Yisrael. Where am I? Take a look. Gotta look at the preliminary. It's always beautiful, the preliminary and the end. Veda. To b'chol ha-medinos ha-yuduim lanu. Aruch HaShulchan knew quite a few medinas, not just in his own town in Navardak, but in other places too. B'mos ha-kayitz ha-rachash motz b'chol minei machol. V'yichud elu and the molam and nekram milbin. We had that word yesterday, right? Metzuyin harbei b'chol mine kemach u'v'chol mine groifin v'chamat sheyefshel lehimolet mizeh. Kemat. Don't say yefshel. Kemat. U'bevad has reason medaktakim b'chol yefshel lehimolet mizeh. V'adayin kulei v'ulay. Who said they're gonna bump into bugs no matter how hard they try. The kavachol b'chol amon beis Yisrael she'enem medaktim ve'ochlim mikol abo b'yodim she'enem roin leger. No, if they see it, they're not gonna eat it. Chas v'shalom. They don't see it. V'cholila loma she'klal Yisrael yikashlu b'yisa gadol kazeh. V'lo nichol emarayo damet alayo achi. God doesn't want to say about them this way. It's against all the hashkachos we have. Whatever. V'roya lechapei schus. U'kvan is oru gedolim b'dor shel lefaneinu lehamsi schus b'inyin hagadol hazeh. U'nevar misach b'siyah d'shmaya b'ma she'im amru. U'ma she'niru l'yizdaiti. First what they say, then what I want to say. Crazy place, if you saw... You lie in the Reina Shimshon, the Rashba, Batel B'Elef. Fine. And he quotes others who say the same thing. Fine. That's number one. The Rif, number two, Sif says Vav. He left our Mishnah out. We discussed this yesterday. He was like Rashi and Avodah Zarah. What does it say over there? Dafka Dava Shabbat Minyan, Uvi Suriyana Allah Batel. Hachad Minayah Batel. The we saw it already yesterday. The place he already said this. So the Rif and Rashi holds the same way. The Rashba, the Ravid, buried about the Elif and Messiah. Rabba de Esleheter. Who are they? The Bahag, the Rif, the Ravid, Rabbi Neshimshin, Balatosis, the Rashba, the Ruah. All hold that it's Mutter. Wait a second. But why don't you do a Bedika? He says Kemat Yefshar, but apparently he's Yefshar. This goes back to what we spoke about a long time ago in Simon Sadiches, that he presumes he's working with an assumption. If you don't see it, there's no chiyuv to do this crazy kind of a Kemat Yefshar Dika Bedika to get rid of it. That's a level of Doraisa. I keep saying, we spoke about bogs on the level of Doraisa already a month or two ago in Simon Sadiches with the water, with the fat. Now we're discussing on the level of the Rabbanon. Should require to do a Bedika with the Mir HaMatsui. And especially in consideration of the problem alone is Beria. These are all the Rabbanans. Beria is the Rabbanan. Dika Shenamatsu is the Rabbanan. We just saw. Okay, but we don't treat the Rabbanans lightly either. The Doraisa we took care of before. Because you don't see it, and it's... Even though you have Tachbulas, you're not required to do Tachbulas. That's all. Fine. And the whole Rambam is the Rabbanan. And that's what's Yishna Matirin. And the place said, if you're going to lose out the whole stuff, you don't have to do it, etc. That goes back.
The Minyunas for the Rabbanan.
Correct. Today is all she is about the Din Darabonah. The Rais we took care of him 2 months ago.
Could Rabbi clarify again this proof from the Rif that he left out?
The Rif omitted our Mishnah. Why?
Our Mishnah
on Adaf. The Rif left it out.
Cook.
Adaf, the Mishnah on Adaf.
No.
No. Give me a Gidin. Sadiba. Left out the Mishnah. Why?
Therefore what?
Why? Because you'll be no Paskin. That chaticha rule is garbage in and of itself is not bottle. Only if it's an Yisuri Hanoah, that's the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah holds away. And as we saw already in the place and others yesterday, the cousin, the Beria, got left out too. I tell you, Oyle Rosh HaLashkena, I tell you, what happened to poor Beria? I tell you that Beria is also a cousin of rule is garbage, it's also left out. It's not Yisuri Hanoah, no problem. It's a Rif Shita. So you rattle up a whole bunch of Gedom who I make. Fine. Fine. In the Agon and Surichim Chizuk, says the Aruch HaShulchan about the Gon who? Crazy place. Yeah, and Surichim Chizuk. Rebbe Reish Nida Amru, Maisa Ve'osa Rebbe Kirab Elazar, Liyacha Sheniska the Rabbin Pligele, Ketab Lezaz Vachom Shaz Hatzchak, Ayin Shem. I feel it be Yochad B'malkam Rabbin V'asamir B'shaz Hatzchak, Misa the Rabbonin. Hakan Ami, Misa the Rabbonin who? As he said in Siv Beis. What's the Siv Beis? Why is it the Rabbanan? What's Siv Beis? Why is it the Rabbanan? Beria. Hatam is Beria. Yeah. Min HaTorah. He betel the Kishari Surim. Sefik Beria the Kula. Yeah. Okay. So it's only one of the Rabbanan. So, Bon Tegadini can rely on the Yochat Kavachomik and rely on the Helig of going to crazy placey. Afilu have a rov deus liyisa b'shas atchach hazeh sheyev shalitzayim shalom lecha lecha v'groifin. Candy bread? V'arei samchinan kavachomesh esh habir abosein v'akadmona shenuchal esmoch b'shas atchach. It's more than a majority. Maybe it's even a majority of opinions. He quoted so many of them. Hagoyin, another goyin. Ba'al mishkinus Yaakov simul amin alef. The Pesach Shuvah refers to it. Ach shekos v'shas esmoch al kolhani rabos v'shevenu has another word. Old hetter. Hagemara medam beberi lechaticha ruliskavin. Ove benayu tzrichusa. Vatamu. Mesha chashivus. Vedav chashav lo botel. Vimkein nire. Tahayinu davke meberi o achaticha o medis be'eino. Vinikeres. Rak she'ein yedua eza asura. Kemo gid, rabosai. The gidim are right in front. Gid is not invisible. It's this big. But I see 10 gidim. I'm not sure which one is a gid anasha. Then and only then, Beri lo betela, meiridik. Right? Shendika mamoshim if neyatsim v'chashivusim aleim, avon meotzen katnusa neved mamoshim v'udavah v'misar mamash v'nidbek b'pasol sh'nisar b'tavshol v'yev sh'lafrid and klal k'mo amil ben aktanim v'lo yi aliolim v'en if neyatsim v'aktanim v'tarubis v'nodim v'komom aye lo no mar alav beri shiny. Kevin she'en lo mokum if neyatsmo she'chashivusa v'olav. Very nice. I love this. It's a good head to know. Well, yesh le ma'ar le ar al ze. Al koponim at Torah chiva olav malchus tisa b'shas ochal nemola loka chomish shes bo'av v'tam echmir chachamim b'bitulim me'at Torah chiva malchus kikas ma'a shal loka aleh p'neyatsan en b'tem at harbosan. He's not so excited about the Mishkan Nisyan. Not so excited. This may depend on the beginning of today's shir. Is it the Malkus or the Chashivus? He is a Malkus man, the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Vilna Goyen, like the Yad Yehuda. And the Flesi is a Chashivus man. Like who? Rav Yosef Kairo, the Shulchan Aruch. And we said the Ritfeld that way at the very beginning, the opening line, when we started the Sugya. So we have what to rely on. Mishkan Siakov knew how to learn. Now he has his head. What's his head? Het Racher. L'chol adeus. L'chol adeus, he said. L'chol adeus. That's almost mind-blowing. Positive. L'chol adeus. Sov simen kufda l'kotzer ben Abbas Yosef. Drama ma'usim. Shenafsha shal adam kotzer ben. Kenemola mazvuvim v'yitushim. Shekol adam boilem en l'miyuzon. Afi yunis arva betav shal benimcha guf on the sochon. Yema het the rabba lav mutter. End quote. But the Kavach Oman Vorm. The Yibamid, B'sheino, Mino, Dolorova, Poskim, Tam, Kikudor, Reisim. Im Kozeh, B'drama, Mu'usim, Shunav, Shalodim, Kotzeben. Ein Tzorach, Shishim. Yeah. Koshken, B'bitl, Beria, D'zerach, B'drabonon, D'pshidot, Lo Gozu, Al Drama, Mu'usim, K'nivol, Muzvuvim. Meiridik. I ask the same kasha against you ask against the Mishkan of Yaakov. Vein emesh v'achilu v'fnei yatsak v'chayev malchus, yeah. V'komikom chachomu k'shegozu v'nei zeh sh'lo yelem bitl yiyevsh sh'yigzu al dvorim ha'mu'usim. Okay. That's, the Mishkan Siakam said the same thing. This came from a slightly different angle. V'yo d'otu tam zeh d'akzeh v'mei chiyev malchus nevro b'gemara. Oh, that's what we just said in the previous paragraph. V'arei yesh mi'aposkim sh'kosu sh'kein ופשנה דלישת המשמע מפני החשיבס כחתיר ולסקאבי ודבר שבמינים שם שהתור אחיו המלכוס על בריה משם חשיבס כדיסה במקס כמו כן גוזר חמה ביטול מלש חשיבוסו אבל התור כשחיו המלכוס חיו אף שניס שחו הבריה as it says in the Rambam in Machos Asuris כן אינם גרועים דבורם המאוסים מבריה סרוחה דתמי המצס נלמה מיתונו ונו מגל עושה לא נדע לא תדע. But in the scene as time, or gam in a Torah no stand of gam mutter, kol shken b'drabonan lo yesu devar saruach, ken gam drom am usim lo yigzru, shelo yel am bitl, yeah, yes.
Only
Beret Gid.
Yeah.
Right? Otherwise it would not be. For Raya Barura is there, Isa Veheta. What does he say? afilu beria shlema musrachas and esava avgufa butla b'mina barov going the mala sheinamina b'shishim gishari surim afal pishadain chashuvehi afilu the malchus lo chilka torah ben sheretz and masriach and masriach coming in bittel butla chashivusa b'furish and the b'furish ramon kuf gimel sif aleph midvarim shachashuvim kiberia chayosiva im ena peguma b'yatzam. Gvaldik. But now he has a nemesis. Who is his Aruch HaShulchan's nemesis? For Isi Mishakosav L'chalek Ben Sirchan Dosev Yalma, the Sirchan did who, the Besirchan did who, Ainem Betalim, Prima Godem, Siv Seidas, Siv Kot. Now let's take a look. Let's have to look at it. Take a look, Rebos. Siv Seidas, Prima Godem, Aleph. Whoa. Where does he say this? Let's take a look and see what he says. Oh, Hine, fifth line. Avzvuvim and the Mullah Shadav Shalom Kosavim, Vatama Pagumin, Shain Ruil and Mach Adam Klal, Vadama the Nevela, Srucha Mekora, Afil Hokilok Alen, Kigdasa Kosavu, Uberia Havi, the Ain Betelo, Miun Nisucha Beria. Then Shani Elon Ben Sirka de Lula, Sirka de Yosemi Alma, Ubotla Betoras Beria. That's what the Rambam means in Simon Kuf Gimel Sif Aleph and Peguma Biatzma. Lav the member the Zvuvim Laberia, as the Aruch HaShulchan said, no. Ela in Peguma Biatzma, b'shenisvichu bat l'chashivu sayo v'cha'amu. But Yisivet of Aruch, that he had quoted earlier, that's exactly what he quoted over here, as his Raya Baru, Alam HaBeis of Dinvav, the same thing he's quoting over here. What did he say? Right? What did he say over here? He saw a berry of shaloka, kumashkaz around my peg ben lachos asuris, filahachi bat lachashivusa. That's exactly what he quoted. Meridik. I'm sorry. Hetim is it's saruach. It's disgusting. It's true. Prima Gada wanted to distinguish between if it's disgusting because it became. Old and rotten and mildew, etc. That's okay. But it's disgusting from birth, like a fly or an ant, it's not okay. So that's not true. It's not true. You saw this as matter no matter what. Prima Godem is distinguishing between one kind of a sirch and another. Tmihani says the Aruch HaShulchan is kash against the Prima Godem. Manashach. Imadabel the Malkus, Hogam sirch and the Yossi Mealmo, Chayav Malkus, calls Mancheroy. Mashakaz upon a mirror, Skelly Basim and Sam of Zion, Simakil Gimel, the Paguma Beatzel Avi Beria, Vachavas Yoer called the Ksasadvorov. See himself quotes these two Gedole Olam, the Panamiris and the Chavas Yoer, Imkanadvorov, Brurim Bersiad de Shmaya, as opposed to the Prima Gonim who quotes these two Gedolim, Tmihani, she's a Maya Beniskul Kedikasivna. He says, there's no distinction. And how does he end off the same flourish? V'amokim yodin o son of the schus, k'shem shal anu donin schus al klal Yisrael.
The Prima
Godem
is
the
most that
the Panam Yeras
and Chavos
Das
are like
the Aruch HaShulchan. Correct. So you got to love all the Hetero we have from Gedolei Yisrael, which knock out the Din de Rabbanon, again, the rice we had to take care of earlier, quite a while ago. Fine. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How was
the Rosh
Hashanah Chalik between
Malkus
and
Bittel Beria? Malkus, because Gzeras HaKosov. But Beria, it's because of the Hashivas. Chulach Hashivas depends to some extent upon Malchus, not totally. The Prima God himself said, by their abundance, it's considered a beria. Prima God himself is the one who said, by their abundance, it's called a beria. There's no Malchus. You see, that's not dependent completely upon Malchus. So now, why are you turning around and saying, there's Malchus over here? Kasha Prima God, Minei Obey. Fine. Good. Rabbosai, so far, so good. So far, so good. Now, Rabbosai, how do you learn Pshat in the words of the Shulchan Aruch? Simen Pei Dalet Sif Ches. Take a look, Rabbosai. Simen Pei Dalet Sif Ches. If you have the Shulchan Aruch yourself, the earlier part, I don't know if I want to have it in my volume, a separate volume, but maybe you have it in yours, the same volume. Pei Dalet Sif Ches. What do the words say? Pei Dalet Sif Ches. Kol mine peiros shedarkon lahatliya shem mechuborim lo yochal ad sheyivdok apri mitochol shem yishbo tolas. What does darkon mean? What does it mean? Kod de Ran, b'yid ha-matzi. Kod de Rabbeinu Yonah, maybe it means rov. The word darkon doesn't always mean the same thing. In a case in which you'll never find it otherwise. You swallow the whole thing whole, you'll never find it. It's interesting. There is a shut Mishkanus Yaakov. The Pesach Shiva quotes it. The Mishkanus Yaakov. Am I correct? He doesn't say what he says. He just says, "Look there." Am I right? Where in Simon Kubi quotes it? I'm pretty sure I saw the word Mishkanus Yaakov somewhere. Pesach Shiva. Yes. No. Maybe yeah, close it. Yeah. Where are you calling me from? Aleph. Well, I couldn't find it. Aleph. I am a Jewish missionary. I have a chelikah over there. Simon Laman, it says. Okay. Shalim and het a milvim. Umasik limsa schus, pitsad heta al achilas kemek mil sakama, af shukor of the vada, she is from Milvin. We look for Mishkan
Shaka.
Oh, it's not a Barilan. Oh, it's not a Barilan. This is the most outrageous. That Mishkan is one of the classic shuvas they haven't put on yet. Could you complain to them, please? Give them a letter.
I think Machon Yerushalayim is redoing it. In the meantime.
They're redoing Mishkan Shaka?
Yeah.
Once they redo it, then they'll print it. Yeah. Oh, Mishnah is a pretty good print, you know? What we have is the original print. It's very good. You own a Mishnah, Siak?
I'm a Funak, 21st century boy. I'm not going to buy it until they redo it.
But it's nice. It's block print. I think it's block print.
It's Rashi script.
It's Rashi print. But it's clear print. It's not one of those, those from Venice or something like that. I have no problem with the Mishnah, Siak, but I'm not too good. The different simanim, they change it. It's hard to know which one is which. He gives you. Let's try Lamed first. I'm not sure if it's Lamed. I'm not sure if it's really right. May not be right.
Lamed is to line of periodization.
Let's take a look at Lamed.
Yeah. 1 second.
There are two other chuvas besides Lamed. We'll see soon. Let's read this one first. Toloim should be payers your vation, but became after Pirshul the Dophne and clean me chutz, me surin vada, me savik, well, the gaga clean. Shuva. Close to what we saw before, Sheretz and Sheretz and Lorets. Pirshul the Kosh and the kids of the Pirish the Lorets. Yeah. Okay. Sheretz and Lorets. Pirshul with Sheretz and Lorets. What does he say? Sveika. Mutal limkor kemach shetliya b'kli miyatzo af shenachmi shalochol. Yeah. The mochol, the goy, it's mutal. He's going to sell it to a Jew. I'm not worried about that. This is a very short shul. This is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something much earlier than that. Let me look what I want to look for.
Do you want to check Lamed Vav?
No, I think it's Tes Vav. Or Tes Zayin. Let's look at Tes Zayin. Is this Tes Zayin? Let's see what it says. Yes. It's talking about Suffolk Trafus over here. The Suffolk Trafus, he says, a whole fight with Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Golias. It's not his only fight with him. What's the most famous fight with him about? You don't know? The Eruv. You don't know that? The most famous fight of that time was about all the Eruvim in Europe. When the Mishkan of Yaakov was Machmir, and the Beis Ephraim was Mekel. Now Beis Ephraim was a balabas. He was a wealthy... Someone told me, a fellow Rabbi Brutt, who knows these things, one of the wealthiest individuals, not Jews, individuals, including Goyim, in his time, in his place. He had ships, which import, export, who knows what. But he sat and learned all day. He was never an official rabbi. He was a Goyen Olam. Look what he writes about him. Rabbi Goyen HaManoach. Apparently he passed away before the Mishkan Siach. HaMefursim. From Zalman Golias. Kol HaKontrisim V'din Hetzem Shepet. Story. Mir HaMasi Bezos Hashem is Baruch. This is a famous Mishkan Siach. But the most famous argument was about the Eruv. So another one. The Eruv is in Eor Chaim. This is in Yoredeya. Another famous one in Evan Ezer. About a Get Mehusa. Also big back and forth. But the one. My Rebbe told us like this. That, you know, today, what are people, you know, even from people, they have distractions out of the World Series, what interests people these days. In those days, all they cared about in certain Lithuania was Torah, nothing else. But what was there, you know, it had something, something. So he said the people were following the correspondence between their Rebbe, Yaakov Karlin, the Mishkan Siach was the Talmud Muvuk of Reb Chaim of Elojana, so much so that his tshuva on green esrogim, which he got, came to Chumra, was confused as his Rebbe's tshuva. It's printed in the Chutah Meshulash. Chazanish doesn't know who this comes from. He thinks it's from the Chutah Meshulash. It's the Mishkan Siach tshuva. We spoke about it a little bit before Yontav. I think we can be Mekel on that child, even though the Mishkan Siach was at the end of the Kerem of both Machmir, many others are Mekel, but not for now. So he was writing back and forth. So back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. By the Eruv, many tshuvas back and forth. I think it came out in a new book now. Someone put out a whole new book, I think. Just that, am I correct? Just that back and forth. But I think in one version of the book, they put on the bottom, in the back somewhere, another back and forth of the 20th century between Chazon Ish and Reb Lezer Plachinsky. Is that in the same book or is it a different book? Also one of the Gedolei Olam. Blazer Plachinsky was the son of Rabbi Levine. He once actually stayed in my house. I have one of his, I have a save with his handwriting, Shlomo Yehuda was called. Shlomo Yehuda is back and forth with Chazon Ish about Eruvim. Chazon Ish writes, the people who can understand what I write about Eruvim are very few and far between. It was worth writing it because of you. Hey, that's what he printed in front of his, no Askamas, he just printed that. After that, he was chosen by the Ponevish Rav to be the third Rosh Yeshiva in Ponevish, and his father told him not to take the job. I heard it from him. He told me. So that's where Rav Shach came in. I kid you not. Let him go to mode. Anyway, so the people in Karlin, back and forth, they were waiting for the, you know, for the mail to see the next kutris to come from the Ephraim Zalman Golias. And it came, and the Chachmei Ha'ir, you know, looking through the country, they thought it was a little shvach. They said, they expressed themselves, the Galatziana Hotfaloirin. A little elitism in Lithuania, those who know the history. They were held up and said, you know, there was a fight between Litvaks and the Galatzianas. You know, it's all lost in America today, but some shtibles it still exists. You know, these kind of dichotomies. But the Galatziana, they thought that, you know, his arguments were weak, and therefore we are the pristine, elite Lithuanians, we're going to follow the chumras of the Mishkanos Yaakov. There's an irony. This is in the 19th century. In the 20th century came along the premier Pesach of, we'll call it Lithuania. I'm not discussing the Chafetz Chaim, but in terms of, you know, who dealt with all these things was none other than the Chazanich. And he writes there, Udvarenu Kedivre Hagraz Magolis. You got a kick out of that. They said that the Galatian of Falarin, and here the greatest Pesach of Lithuania, the Chazanich said that they know he's right. Didn't Falarin. He won. Again, I'm not here to say who's right, but I'm just giving you these. In the middle of this whole discussion, and I'm not going to be able to find it because it's much too long, he discussed a number of things. One is how you define a mirat hamatzi. How do you define a mirat hamatzi? Any percentages? Is there a percentage you can put on it? On how much a mirat hamatzi? Oh. Masha mekilin. Mirat hamatzi ma'od. Ulaik is sikha sareya. Can Chova live like Medina, like Bidika Sareya, with the pre Sharachash Matibo, Haskamas Kalaposkin Vishonim Vachronim? Anything which is in the category of a Mir Tamatzi requires a total Bidika. This is Pesh Kuf Sadiches. I assume we're saying that somewhere earlier. I'm going to find it exactly. It's very, very long. Okay. So if we're saying it depends. Is it Matzi or not Matzi? Is it Mir Tamatzi? Mir Tamatzi Choshen Liptak Achrov. Right? So we pass on the halacha. What did you say about Yuzayin?
The milk article
quotes it. Or the 10% is in Yuzayin. Okay, maybe let's go there first and we'll come back. It's the next simon. In my base of Ephraim, this is what I wrote. Din de mir hamotzi tzorach liv d'rachav hu rak chumah d'rabbanan b'yam. That's true. That we know. The Ramban said so, Beferish, the Ran said so, everyone said that. Here the tikkun, tikkun, hav lo losev ala, lo mi menu l'mokom acher. In mir hamotzi yiyah, vada yosur, lo shedayin sofik yisur tzorach b'dikun. So that's why he's mounted some things over there, svek svek. I don't think I had to, but I don't like this at all. Yeah. Talk about stuffed geese. Like when there's stuffed geese now. They say force fed them. Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah, this is too long to be able to find things here. Kol ha-poskim mir d'motzi yisrael liv d'gachov. He's a vaday or even suffering yisrael, he says. That's what he claims. All right. Sakin and lungs, etc. He's trying to prove that book, the Kuda. Okay. So far, so good. He found it somewhere. Remiza Bekroy. Yeah? It's even a pasuk of Chumash. Chumash? Chumash? Yeah. Mishnah Shlema Shaninu, Besor Per Kol Aget. Begimel Prog and Bokan Asayayin. You ever look getting there, guys? We're supposed to look getting this year. That was the original plan. Okay, so a little bit getting. Three times a year you have to check the wine. The koya de leil lema ba'aminiach peiris v'chule mafra shalem b'cheska shen kayomim e di yayin sol the boka give a program b'shana shem motzi shel eskalkel b'yom ha'ma'ela yalocha p'suka p'suka rambam zal b'chiburo ein cholak arbiuda b'zeh di yayin b'gita mafra shalem ad mem yom b'cheska shel kayom v'mishalmi sol perek kol again b'chorek sas mashma v'yamishalmi Rabban pligi Rabbi Yehuda Bezalel. So lived up. So Rabban Yo, and so Bishas. But the Rambam, fine, fine, good. You have to check the wine. What do you check the wine for? If it turns into vinegar, he can't use it. Be offered another wine. Rabban says, I have wine in front of me, and it's tevel. Yeah, but I have wine in my wine cellar. So I'll say, Aray, our tevel should be wine. Hayayin should be wine cellar. It's true, on the wine I have in front of me, I can drink the wine right now. What if it turns into vinegar? Gotta check. Three times. Gotta check. Okay. Fine. Fine. He came out of the chazaka. Fine. Ubevada says the heiliger Mishkan es Yaakov. Ein rov af machtis yenos machmitzin. Rak miyutan. Upuk chazi kamashu. Here's the source. This is the source of the 10%. Why should it come right over here? Look. Knaba baba vastra. Hamocha yayin lechaveru mekabal alav eser kosasos lemeya. It's a mission of Baba Basra. You expect that 10 out of 100 are going to be vinegar. You ever go to get by gas? Make it 10% ethyl alcohol, whatever. Up to 10% of the wine could have been spoiled and become vinegar. Pirish eser chavos yayin rash erechel chometz, vinegar. Shekein derech limotiv b'martiv shel yayin. As the Rashbam says. So what do you see? It's only 10%. It's already called the Mirta Motsoi. That's where 10% comes from. He didn't say that less is not. His 10% certainly is a Mirta Motsoi. He didn't say less is not. They say, well, Yosef said 5% is Mirta Motsoi. I don't know where you got that from. Some say 7%, 4%. You can make up throughout numbers. He says 10% is a mirah matzui. It's a mirah matzui. See? There you see? Yes. Yeah, Klala says, famous Gemara said a guy who did an aveira and all his wine turned into vinegar. My brachas. Remember the whole story? Yeah? Well, you see over here. L'chol boy by Badika. So yitro mi rala yofa. V'yaver avera, he says, after b'di'evad yeh truma, isura mi kovid, az l'cheskas atzal. Yeah. Okay, a whole discussion with this, b'di'evad, not b'di'evad. So in order to do it right, you must check. You must check. Now both sides, and if I got it wrong, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah of Afrosha's truma properly. It may not be tevel that he's suggesting, but I'm not doing the mitzvah properly. So to do the mitzvah properly on both sides, I have to check, it's 10%. With me so far on both sides? Now I'll show you, it's supposed to look chumash on Thursday, so maybe not.
What page was
this
on?
Page. Page
12.
I never got to what I wanted. Too many things to tell you. I just want to first tell you the whole nekuda of checking that if the Torah Gadol, he himself says you're not required. He, the biggest machmer over here, tells you. You know, let's put that aside for the moment. Okay, that's. I want to show you from Chumash. It depends. The Midig Yisrael is the father of Mishkan Es Yaakov.
Wouldn't that be kula?
Well, it depends what your alternative is. Depends what your alternative is. I want to think about it is, I'm going to throw out a number. 40%.
You only have to check if there's...
40%. Yeah, 40%.
Right.
Okay, you don't like it? 30%. Yeah. But I'm going to have Rishonim on my side.
Right.
You won't find the Rishonim on your side. You have a Pasuk on your side. But it's a Pasuk about Yayin and Chometz, etc. But let's learn a little Chumash. We only have a few minutes left to turn to Chumash.
Did you show
them
say 40%?
Rivash says it.
Rivash.
I'll give you a chance to look it up.
Yeah.
The Rivash. Okay, where is the Rivash? I'll give you the Siman number today. I can't look at the Rivash now because I want to show you something in Chumash. Where is the Rivash? Siman Kuf Tzadi Alf. I'll read you a brief excerpt. Mi et ha-matzi v'tzalomah hu karav l'mechza. close to half. Viragolios, like Sichas Araya. And the base of Ephraim, that's the one who argued the Mishnah Yaakov, said, you know what it is? Shchiach Tuva, Atchu Kamo Safek HaShokul. And why am I to check for it? Shema Mino Rabba Lov Oyagil LeSafek HaShokul. It's close to 50%. No, the first was the Rivash, second was the Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim, of course, was the Baal Pluk of the Mishkanos Yaakov. But that's not Chumash. We have 6 minutes, not Chumash. It's not Chumash. 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 Tanakh. Shmos. Not the Parsha Shavua, be my Chumi. It's not Chumash. Links. Meshech Chachma. Miyamim Yamima. People say something every day. B'mechilta davar acher, miyamim yamima, magi da adam tzor, livdok as atfilin l'acha yud beis chodesh. B'sefer mishkanos Yaakov simen tezayin, hevi mikan raya, des b'dika sareya, miyot chamotzi, habedaraisa. Against the Ramban and the Rana, Rabbi Yonah and the Rashba, everybody. A posuk. A posuk. Number one, Rabbi Yonah, give me an asmacht. Give me an asmacht. Number two, he gets an unbelievable gevalda garaya. And what he says is Mechamah to Marami Prague. Also in Chumash. If you have a chance, I'll show you that too. If you have time, it allows me. Yesh litchos. Habi Mishnah Tiras Tikusha that toys the shiksha of Mayabi and Mikalayim, also Tachis in the mace, Loag the Rosh, Loag the Rosh, like by Tzitzis. Amarti, I believe the Maral said it first. To below Sase, Haiko Masha Enodem Osa. It must not as onus, O Indian Acha Potro, Shuvu Kamo Kolodem Shah Siena and Nakshav Lassia, Shulu Osa Kamoza Lassa. You can make a something into a nothing with onus. Loke b'mitzasei, av shelo yas emakasei za ones, mikom makom, lo mechshav command the Ovid, sof sof lo osas. The Yerushalmi says, unto lav command the Ovid. Nu, v'mkein, shab b'meis v'lo tasa de kilayim, ein alavisha m'siakas et klal elav, kema shenedem enem b'chira yecholas, he's dead. Ein lach ones, gonna be dead, he's dead. So they have Yelada use tachricha from Shatnes. Loke b'asei, Sov sov lo asa. Shabi log le rosh v'duk. I'm pretty sure the Maral said so. Pretty sure. V'chein amin agam v'zeh. Kevin the rov ain't no treifa. Shuv ain't no lochash to miyut. To holchin basaruba. V'shuv afim echa min yelef yochal treifa. Lo tisyachas le avera. Klal. Kamo shlo achal dami. Nim tis tisholim imena achilev lo ava klal. Lochin mezuzah. Tim yikre lecha shem mezuzah se terakev. Av shelo hayat sarab lochash hazeh, u kemande anis dami, mikol makom betach lo tisyakas elav maisa chodosh, lo ima shayoy lo mezuzah kshayra, dem so shvel kima mitzvah, shabbat shal didak v'nachon. Meiridik! Meiridik! Isn't it beautiful? The Rambam, what do you say? Shmatis ha-matzis, v'shimro so mikol tzad chimutz. Therefore, all kemande v'pesach shal yoyol ma'am achash niksa. Yeah, why? Ushmad Hamasid Bukhala Pesach. Sorry and Godal. What are you talking about? No, it's also Shapir. The call me and Ain't Sarab Lakhash Klal. Zeb Bukhali Maya Pesach Shulo Sasak Mokhamas. Shuv ki Ain't Sarab Lakhash Medina. Im Kenim Yochal Hava Kamoshal Lakhal Khamas Klal. Lokim Bulala Rishin. The Mitzvah Lakhal Matzah. The Mechamini Revava Khamas. I'm Thomas Shakal Matzah. I'm a Lakhal Matzah. You made some of the year. Chain Sarab Shimur. Mayredik. I was not arrived from Truma. We saw it arrived from Truma. No. The Mokha, she is Barash, also Issa Kamahacha. She is Barash, a Mokha, Truma, Lazorah, and Bias Abalam, Varech Hashina. Who was Svaras, the Gedorah, Mail, this to the Rai, so much to talk about Masmeris, etc., etc., etc. That's different. It's going to be in this barrier. Must be in this barrier. You have to be more careful. Right? But it's not as bad. You don't do a Bedika. Adkan. Okay, the same thing might apply over here. 10%, because if you don't, if it's 10% chance, and he's and he's not going to do the assay of proper hafreshes truma, right? Well, maybe the second svara over here being discovered later, but otherwise not. Let me just look for the Maral for a split second, and then we'll stop. Where is the Maral? I don't know the Prakim too well. You're bucking the Prakim of Chumash.
Where was that in the
Shachar? It was in the... On the puzzle, in Parashat's Bo, Yamim Yamima. Yud Gimel Gimel. Gimel Hey, Gimel what?
I thought I saw
Yud. Gimel, Perigud Gimel. Where's the pasuk? It's in Parshas Vayigash. Oh, it's in Shmuel. Look for Bereshis.
But what's
the beast?
I didn't fully follow.
What's the beast punchline from the Mishnah Chachma? You cannot compare assays to los assays. You have to check, because if you goof it, you don't have the assay. Los assays, since you're an honest. What perek might it be? I'm guessing. Try this parrot. Where's it end? Off by one, I think. Not bad.
That's not so bad to be Mikkel.
Off by one. Let's look up the Gurarie. Gurarie. How Yaakov Avinu married two sisters? The Welt. Look what he says. I didn't have to call her Torah Kula. Watch this. Should be here. Oh, here he is. It's false. Mitzvahs asay his lasses of the kain kizer with sona shemakom his kibul schar al zeh. For example, a woman is potter, but she still gets schar if she does the mitzvahs. So the others kept all the mitzvahs I say, even though they weren't mitzvah. Okay, you with me so far? Yeah. Yeah. But two sisters, lo sasei. If they're not mitzvah, lo mikayim also. Makes no sense. He gives a mashal over here. Oh, an eishes kayin, she's a girl, a daughter of a kayin, is not going to go to mitam on the mason. And them stars are klal. I say, okay? That's exactly what the Meshach HaMashiach said. Does he say it? Does he give that use? Could he even answer the same thing, that kasha, that way? Hold on a second. Yeah! He answers the kasha. Kilayim, it says, but it makes tachrichim, but yet it's log the rush by tzitzis. That's the Meshach HaMashiach kasha. He gives exactly the same answer. Losa says, no problem. I say, is a problem. Oh, so, Mechavah to the Marami Prague. I showed it to you. So I went 2 minutes late. We'll stop here, Mitzvah Shem. Sunday we go back to bugs, then we'll go to eggs. We'll try to do things as much as we can. And I wish you all good shops.
Yeah, we'll see the revolution side.